Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray, and it's tea time with Jesus and me. Hallelujah. And my wonderful friends. Praise the Lord. God is good. I mean, He is so good. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Why? Because our God ordained it. Our God created it. Our God designed it. And our God prepared everything we need for this day. So this is the mid-morning break. Hallelujah. That we choose to spend a little time with our friends and our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I know there's a lot of things going on. Hallelujah. But God is still in control. Yes, He is. When we truly learn to lean not to our own understanding and in all our ways acknowledge Him, He will direct our path. He will give us His shalom. When we learn to lean and depend on Him, hallelujah. When we just receive His will over our will, when we don't fight it and we just lean on Him, hallelujah. He said, if you call me, I'll answer. Yes, He will. He hears us. Oh, blessed assurance. Yeshua is mine. Hallelujah. What a time, what a time, what a marvelous day. Oh, God, we thank you for this day. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. There is none like you. You are the only true and living God. You are the absolute power, the absolute authority. You are the sovereign God from sunrise to sunrise, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Yes, you are. You are the one and the only one that breathes breath into man, and man became a living soul. So we put our trust, our confidence, our faith, our hope in you this day. Yes, Lord, we surrender our will for your will. Make it plain to us, Almighty God. Oh, God, make your will plain to us. Open our mouths, speak to us and through us. Fill our mouths with your words, Almighty God. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, hallelujah. We bless your name. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come at this appointed time, Almighty God, and just spend a little time with you. Hear your word, Almighty God, feeding our spirit, our soul, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your protection in every area of our lives. We thank you for how you're ordering our steps. We thank you for how you're granting us traveling mercy. How you granted us traveling mercy, Almighty God. We thank you how we have favor with you, Almighty God, and favor with man, Almighty God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we give you glory, Almighty God. No matter what it looks like, you're in control of everything and all things, Almighty God, before the foundation of the world. So we rest in the knowledge that you are in control. We relax and just let it all go, Almighty God, knowing in the name of Yeshua that you're leading and guiding and watching over us. Dear Father, we thank you for perfecting the things that concern us. Dear Father, we thank you for how you daily bear our burdens. Hallelujah. Bless your name. What a wonderful benefit, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, God, your eyes see and you know. Almighty God, you see the devastation and the pending devastation. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, we ask that you spare, Almighty God, hold back the wind and the waves, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we ask that you rescue Almighty God, right now, this moment, Almighty God, save, Almighty God, and rescue. Oh God. Oh, change your mind that's about to go astray. Touch or a circle. Oh God, where there's a sense of hopelessness, we think at this very second that you're giving hope.
Mercy now. Thank you for being a comfort.
thank you for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Almighty God. Thank you for allowing us to be full in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, not intimidated to speak, Almighty God, according to your direction. Thank you, Almighty God, that your promises come alive in our lives. Thank you for the manifestation of your promise. Thank you, Almighty God. Oh, bless those. Ah, hallelujah. Give sight and understanding to the leaders, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just men. Oh, my oh, God. Thank you this morning. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty. Thank you for you. Thank you for being our hiding place. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone we see, every word we hear must be filled with the blood of Amen. I heard a word to God that said, thou, O God, are a shield for me and the lifter of my head. I can't get it out of my head, of my heart. Thou, O God, are a shield for me and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Our faith, our hope is in our Father. People say you need to have some faith, but you just got to know. Oh, hallelujah. You just have to know with whom your faith is in. Amen. Glory. Our God is good and he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise, our trust, our confidence. Yes, he is. Philippians 1, starting at the 9th verse. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and walk without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just love that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are going to Psalm 1. Yes. Psalm 1. Listen, 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 listen. I wish that someone would really get it. That you will call me and let me know that you got it. Listen. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft. Amen. Hallelujah. And you should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth your fruit in your season. Think about that. That was verse 3. We read Psalms 1, verses 1-4. Hallelujah. God is good. He loves us. He has a plan for us. So we want to synchronize. We want to be in sync. We want to be in sync with our Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But he knows the way. He knows the plans that he has for us. And we want to walk in. Oh, yes. With authority. I'm trying to tell you. Walk in confidence. Hallelujah. Knowing that God got you. Yeah. Because you're walking in his will and in his plan. Hallelujah. His way. Isn't that wonderful? When you know that you have this intimate relationship with God, that you're in sync with him, that you are flowing all according to his will and according to his way. Oh, my God. He's going to show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Yes, he is. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory. Asking God to really remove all of the errors so I can see. So we can really see. Yes, yes. See what the Lord is saying to us. Yes. Romans 12, the perfect will of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? And listen to this 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, accordingly, as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, every one member one of another. Hallelujah. That goes on a little. But I just wanted to focus in on 1 and 2. 3 is excellent. Amen. Amen. So let's not get all it, as my mom would say, your high hat. I don't know where they got that one from. Don't get so high hat. You know, so don't get it. Stay humble, yes. And that does not mean that you're a doormat. We need to look that up and see what that means. No. We're learning to be bold in the Lord. Amen. Bold in him. And have confidence in him that he is speaking to us and through us by the power of the Holy Ghost, that he is showing us what is that perfect will. His will. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just have so much that we can give thanks to God for how he's leading us if we will listen. If we will listen. Hallelujah. It is so good. Listen to Colossians 1, starting at the 9th verse. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Colossians 1, 9, 10, 11. Strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of our sins. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We can just rest in God. Amen. We can give thanks. We can ask God to give us direction. Ask God to how we should handle a certain situation. Ask God when we find that old man that is dead want to rise up and be rebuked. Hallelujah. And the new man, which we are now, the new man in Christ Jesus, rise up. Hallelujah. Remembering we are indeed the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29, God says this to us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. 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 We know that this was addressed to Israel, but we know being his people that he has good thoughts towards us. He knows your glory. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. He knows. We can just stop right. Let's just use that for today. God knows. And let's have a grateful heart. I heard our pastor said the revival earlier on Tuesday. He said, let's thank God for getting up, the air we breathe, everything, your bed, your sheets, everything. Thank God for it. I mean, that you have a chair to sit in, that you have a job, that you have a car, that you have legs, that you can walk, that you have money for MARTA, whatever your transportation is, that you can walk. If someone has offered you a ride, that you have money for gas, shumble the day, even if it's, you just made it to the penny, glorify God for it. Thank you, Father. I just thank you. I thank you for the flowers that I'm seeing, the air that I'm breathing. Thank you that you cleared the air for me. Shumble for the night. Thank you that you cleared the hemisphere, the atmosphere, the stratosphere. Yes, God, I thank you. Wherever I touch my feet, there is safety not only for me, but for all that are around. God, I thank you that you're in me, and wherever I go, you are there. God, we give you glory, and we bless you. We bless your most holy name. We thank you. We can call those things that be not as though they were. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. We can love the unlovable. We can love those that will talk about us and despitefully smear and scar our name. But great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He is more and stronger and stronger. He is
Thank you.